Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. In many U.S. cities, people live in neighborhoods considered food deserts. These are areas where healthy, fresh foods are not easily available. An organization in the nation's capital is working in one neighborhood to improve its access to healthy food. Milagro Sardin reports.
In Washington, D.C.'s historic LaDroit Park neighborhood, finding fresh food that is not too costly can be difficult. About one-third of the neighborhood's residents live in poverty. The nearest grocery store is more than 1.5 kilometers away. But a community farm is trying to solve the problem by providing food and education through programs on food production, healthy eating, and environmental responsibility. Anita Adalja runs the farm.
Not only do they get to learn how to make or grow their own food, we start from seed, you know, to harvest, to weeding, composting. There's workshops on canning, food preservation, beekeeping, herbalism, health and nutrition. So not only do they get to, you know, educate themselves and learn about that kind of that process of the food system, but we also distribute up to 15 pounds of produce per week per family.
Since 2007, Common Good City Farm has taught more than 1,100 residents in its workshops. The farm has involved more than 2,000 school children and accepted the help of more than 2,500 volunteers. Anita Adalja says last year, the farm provided more than 2,200 kilograms of fresh fruits and vegetables to the community.
So at Common Good, we try to stick to 85-15. So 85% of the food we grow, we distribute in the community, and then 15% we sell to local restaurants in the area and a mobile farmers market that comes by once a week.
Companies donate seeds to the farm. They are also harvested from the farm's greenhouse. Community members, staff, and volunteers grow them in a garden built on an old baseball field. Cassie Hoffman likes the idea of an urban garden that is not only beneficial to the community, but also to the participants.
I can spend an hour like cutting salad greens and like slip into like I said, just a purely meditative state where I'm not even thinking about anything in particular. I kind of like it just because I do like a lot of other like research and number crunching and computer, sitting in front of a computer a lot of the other times.
15-year-old Eliamani Ismail has been volunteering at the farm for more than 2 years. She believes the community around the farm will enjoy a healthier life.
I think it's absolutely fantastic. They really teach people about how their food gets to them and how to properly eat and properly grow things. And that's what a lot of, especially Americans, need nowadays because we do have an obesity problem.
And developing healthy customs requires an early start. Youth Director Elizabeth Packer is taking children to harvest eggplant grown in the last few months. Then they cook the Italian dish, eggplant parmigiana, in an outdoor kitchen. It immediately becomes a favorite. Common Good City Farm hopes to serve as a model community-based urban food system while helping the residents of LaDroit Park.